American Language Course, Book 18, Tape 3A. Hello. Find the language laboratory activities for Tape 3A in your book. Look at figure 1. Repeat the words. Employ. Employ. Employed. Employed. Employment. Employment. Unemployed. Unemployed. Without. Without. Unemployment. Unemployment. Employer. Employer. Employee. Employee. Now listen to some sentences about employment. When you employ a person, you pay the person to work for you. Small businesses employ a few people, but big companies employ hundreds of people. Repeat. Small businesses employ a few people. Listen. My uncle works for the government. My uncle is employed by the government. Repeat. Employed by. He's employed by the government. Listen. When most people have jobs, we say employment is good. Repeat. When most people have jobs, employment is good. Listen. If a person does not have a job, that person is unemployed. He is without a job. Repeat. He is unemployed. He is without a job. Listen. When many people have no jobs, we say there is a lot of unemployment. Repeat. No jobs means a lot of unemployment. Listen. The person who pays workers is the employer. The person who does the work and receives the pay is the employee. Repeat. An employer pays the personnel. Repeat. An employee does the work and receives money. Now listen to some questions. Use the words in figure 1 to answer. Which word means to pay someone to work? The answer is employ. Repeat. Large companies employ many people. In some cities, most of the people have jobs. Which word describes this? Repeat. Employment. Employment is good in some cities. My uncle works for the government. Which word can be used to say this? Repeat. Employed. Employed by. He is employed by the government. What do we call someone who pays the workers? Repeat. Employer. An employer pays the personnel. What do we call someone who works for an employer? Repeat. Employee. An employee works for an employer. Which word means that there are a lot of people without jobs? Repeat. Unemployment. There's a lot of unemployment in some places. Look at figure one again. You will hear some statements and questions. On the lines in figure one, write the number next to the word that belongs to the statements and questions. Number one is done for you. Number one. Most people in the town of Centerville have jobs. What is good in this town? The answer is employment. Employment is good in this town. Number two, large companies give jobs to people. What do the large companies do? The answer is employ. Large companies employ people. Number three. What do we call the person or company that pays the personnel? The answer is employer. The employer pays the personnel. Number four. Tom doesn't have any money. Which word means doesn't have something? The answer is without. Without means not having something. Tom is without money. Number five. Which word means no available jobs? There are no jobs in this city. The answer is unemployment. There is unemployment in this city. Number six. My friend has a job at Advance Auto Shops. What is a word that means has a job? The answer is employed. My friend is employed by Advance Auto Shops. Number seven. Tom doesn't have a job. What word describes Tom? The answer is unemployed. Tom is unemployed. Number eight. What is a word that means a worker or a person who works for someone? The answer is employee. An employee is someone who works for another person or for a company. Look at the words in figure 2. Listen and repeat. Advise. Advises. Permit. Permits. Convince. Convinces. Let. Let's. Now listen to some conversations.
I can't pay my bills. I'm out of money. What do you suggest I do?
I advise you to find employment soon.
Listen again.
I can't pay my bills. I'm out of money. What do you suggest I do?
I advise you to find employment soon.
Repeat. I advise you to find employment soon. Listen.
Do you usually have enough time to drive to town?
Yes, the captain permits us to leave early.
Listen again.
Do you usually have enough time to drive to town?
Yes, the captain permits us to leave early.
Repeat. The captain permits us to leave early. Listen.
Do you carry these heavy books every day?
No, I usually convince the sergeant to help me.
Listen again.
Do you carry these heavy books every day?
No, I usually convince the sergeant to help me.
Repeat. I usually convince the sergeant to help me. Listen.
How did you take pictures at the games? You don't own a camera.
My friend let me borrow her camera.
Listen again.
How did you take pictures at the games? You don't own a camera.
My friend let me borrow her camera.
Repeat. My friend let me borrow her camera. Look at figure 3. Listen to part of a conversation. Complete the sentences in figure 3 with one of the words. Listen to number 1 and complete the sentence.
What happens if we finish the work early?
You should have written let on the first line and permit on the second line of number 1. Repeat. Let us leave. Permit us to leave. The colonel will let us leave early. The colonel will permit us to leave early. Listen to number 2 and complete the sentence.
My wife doesn't want to study English. Can you talk to her and make her change her mind?
The answer to number 2 is convince. Repeat. Convince her to study. Yes, maybe I can convince her to study English. Listen to number 3 and complete the sentence.
I have a terrible headache and I think I have fever. I don't know why I feel so sick.
Did you write advise in sentence 3? Repeat. Advise you to see. I advise you to see a doctor. Look at figure 4. Listen to part of a conversation. Select a letter, A, B, or C, that would be the best response. Number 1.
I quit my job a month ago. Now I don't have enough money to pay my bills. I don't know what to do.
Number two.
The weather is too cold to operate the machines. What do you think the company will do?
Number three.
There's too much work for only two people. We need more employees. What should we tell the boss?
Number four.
You own a small restaurant. A man who is without employment and without money asks for a meal. What will you do?
Check your answers for figure four. Number one is C. Listen to the first part and then read C.
I quit my job a month ago. Now I don't have enough money to pay my bills. I don't know what to do.
Number two is B. Listen to the first part and then read B.
The weather is too cold to operate the machines. What do you think the company will do?
Number three is C. Listen to the first part and then read C.
There's too much work for only two people. We need more employees. What should we tell the boss?
Number four is C. Listen to the first part and then read C.
You own a small restaurant. A man who is without employment and without money asks for a meal. What will you do?
Look at the words in figure five. Repeat each word. Supervisor. Supervisor. Supervise. Supervise. Head. Head. Get off. Get off. Chief. Chief. Hire. Hire. Fire. Fire. Now look at the paragraphs in figure six. Read them out loud with me. Ready? About work. The employees in a company need someone to assign work and to watch over personnel. The person who does this is a supervisor. He supervises the work and the employees. He is the head. He gives orders to the employees, similar to a head that gives orders to the body. A supervisor is the person you must see to get off work early, to ask for leave, or to complain about a problem. A supervisor reports to a chief. A supervisor's supervisor. The chief is usually the one who gives a person a job, who hires a person. The chief is also the one who can take a job away from a worker, who fires an employee. To hire means to give someone a job. To fire means to take a job away from someone. Again, read the paragraphs with me, but this time, read them silently. About work. The employees in a company need someone to assign work and to watch over personnel. The person who does this is a supervisor. He supervises the work and the employees. He is the head. He gives orders to the employees, similar to a head that gives orders to the body. A supervisor is the person you must see to get off work early, to ask for leave, or to complain about a problem. A supervisor reports to a chief. A supervisor's supervisor. The chief is usually the one who gives a person a job, who hires a person. The chief is also the one who can take a job away from a worker, who fires an employee. To hire means to give someone a job. To fire means to take a job away from someone. This is the end of Tape 3A, Book 18.